Good morning. How's everybody today? Good. Well, did you find a seat? We had to pull a few extra out today. We're glad that you're here. If you are our guest, we are honored that you chose to be with us today. We hope this is an opportunity for you just to come and be yourself, relax. If you've come and you've got this whole facade built up of who you think we want you to be, you can just pack that away and just be yourself with us. So we're glad to have you. Appreciate everybody leading us in worship. And before we dismiss to our kids to Kidmo, we're going to have somebody come up and share with you in just a few minutes. His name is Josh Murphy, and over the last few weeks I've been telling you that we are implementing a new leadership council at Journey. For the last 5 years, we have literally been a church that has been somewhat operated as a startup because we were one. We're at the point in the life of our church that we believe it's time to more solidify leadership in the way that we do that here. And so it's not so much just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. Some of you think, well, I don't think it's that. I'm here to tell you some of the things we do is fly by the seat of our pants. And so what we're trying to do is broaden the leadership level at Journey. And we have already had one person come and share their testimony. In just a minute or so, I'm going to ask Josh Murphy to come and share his. The reason they're sharing their testimonies and the reason that we're doing this is because we want you to know who is being put in these positions. Many of you are familiar with our staff members, and we have absolutely wonderful, incredible staff members who have the biggest hearts of people I've ever known. And so we're just thankful to have them here, but we have two people that we're going to be bringing on in kind of an overseeing role here at Journey. And after the service today, you're going to have an opportunity as a body in order to say, yes, we affirm these two individuals, or we're not so sure about them. And for some of you, there is no check for the pastor, as much as you would like to say, I'm not so sure about that guy. There's no check, no mark on that one. So you'll have to wait. But we are going to be taking that at the end of the service, and I'll explain how that's going to work in just a few minutes. But before we do, I just want to ask Josh to come up. And we kind of changed our schedule around. We wanted the whole Murphy family to be here, and so we're glad that they're here. You all have been following in their journey for the last several months of adoption, and so they're back from Latvia, and they are all Murphys, according to Nikki today. So we're glad that they're here, and thank you all for just accepting them into our family. They are family, are they not? And so I've come to know Josh quite a bit over the last few years. He's been very involved in our discipleship and on our Friday night recovery groups, just in providing leadership and providing just wisdom in his life, what he's learned. And so I'm just going to let him share a little bit of his testimony with you now. And I hope that if you don't know Josh and Nikki, that you will make an effort to get to know them, because they're just some great people. Josh?
I love the way he says we're trying to get rid of the fly by the seat of our pants thing, and that's basically the way we live our lives. I was raised in the Southern Baptist Church. Dad, Southern Baptist preacher. Most of my uncles are deacons. So essentially, I'm everything they're not. I'm really not what I would ever think of as any kind of leader in the church. But at the same point in time, that's kind of the reason we go to Journey, is because we don't fit in a regular church. But kind of give you an idea of where we come from. I was a normal kid growing up in the church in the South. Get saved in revival at 8 years old, which basically meant some preacher yelled and screamed and said, you're going to hell if you don't get saved, and I decided I didn't want to. So as I grew up, it really become apparent in my early 20s that it really didn't take, that it was more just fear that I was going to hell than it was, yeah, I want to serve God. Right before I got into the Army, I was working with a guy who was a pastor, and he worked on me quite a bit extensively for a few years, and really it hit home when I was about 23 that while I grew up always thinking that I was saved and everything and I knew what was going on, it really hit on me that I didn't know. I was clueless. So I eventually did get saved, joined the military, surprisingly got hurt and took a voluntary separation at that point, which was a good thing for me because that wasn't a few months later that I met Nikki, and not long afterwards we got married and started down that road. I've definitely been blessed because of the fact that if it had been a woman I'd picked out for me, I would have really messed up. But obviously God put the right woman in front of me at the right time. And not long after that, we had our first son. Unfortunately, he passed away. He died the day he was born. We knew going in, and it was a very rough time, and it led me through a couple of years of basically telling God he can go to hell, and obviously, if God really cared and he was doing things, then he would have not let things like this happen. What really turned around and brought me out of that was when I got hurt. A lot of y'all know I burned a finger off in an electrical accident at work. Over the next 18 months, I was pretty well fried all the time on drugs, out of work, and yet we come out the other end of that better than we went into it. And that's when I really started realizing that, hey, God is there. He does take care of us, and he does act. It's just most of the time we can't understand why, when, how, whatever. Over time, we had more and more kids, and surprisingly, I sent her to nursing school to find out why, and we're still trying to figure it out. The question kept popping out: where do you fit? Where do you belong? And so we drifted to different places. We helped with different programs and stuff over time, but we really didn't fit for a while. And then we went to Falling Water, and anybody who's been there knows I definitely don't fit there. But one of the gentlemen who was there mentioned that they were going to support a church that they were starting next week, and that I would really belong in this church. And of course, at the time, my hair was halfway down my back, so yes, I did much more fit in a movie theater than I did in Falling Water. A few years ago, we always kind of knew that we were going to adopt eventually, and we kept looking into it, getting an idea that it's time and everything, and Nikki saw the girls on a website, and she said that these are the girls she wants for her daughters, and so we kind of said that, yeah, we'll do it, but then the website posted the next day that they were already taken. And so I contacted the woman who runs the thing, and she had told us that, they were taken, but it was by a couple of older individuals who were not going to ever be able to adopt, and that since we were interested in adopting, they would much rather redirect the girls into our supervision than into their supervision. So we went ahead and got the process rolling, and the girls came and spent the summer with us a couple of years ago. And several of y'all remember when they were here. The through that process, we I'm not good at public speaking, as you can tell. Through that process, we were eventually told, no, they don't want to be adopted. They don't want to move to America, which is understandable. You don't like having everything in your life ripped apart and sent somewhere else. But so we continued on. We hosted several other children during the past and allowed them to stay with us. And during that time frame, we were contacted after the latest, a young lady named Alina said that she didn't want to be adopted and to move to America. And we were contacted within a couple of weeks, and the foster mom said that she was moving to Germany and she wasn't going to be able to foster or be the foster mom over the girls anymore. And she had asked the girls whether they would want to come live with us or whether they would want to go back to the orphanage, and they said that they would rather live with us. So at that point, last summer, we went ahead and started the adoption process with the girls. Everything went very well. And like I said, normally we fly by the seat of our pants. We did the entire thing by the seat of our pants. Nothing happened as we expected it to happen, but it all worked out in the end. And really, that's kind of the thing that's been the overriding theme throughout my life. It's not, I always look at the people who get up and tell their testimony, and they've got these wonderful things that they've overcome and these issues. And I remember the little guy with no legs, who's gone all over the world and done all these amazing things that, hey, I can't even do. But to me, faith has really been more along the lines of a plant. As it took root and as it the roots grow in through the rest of my life, and when I finally step out of the way in a portion of my life and finally give up control of it, usually everything grows well. It comes out. It's usually when I'm sitting here trying to stomp the weeds out that nothing comes up. It's something that I found. Like I said, I'm not who I would think of as any kind of leadership position in a church. But by the same effect, to me, this isn't any kind of church. And while I would be the first one to say no if some of the other places that we've attempted had asked me to help, in this place, I couldn't bring myself to say no. Just because this is one of the few places that we've been that we feel comfortable in. And so, if there's any other questions or anything I can do, let me know. I'm glad to serve the church in any way I can. Thank you.
Josh, and I'll tell you, let me do this first. If you're in Kidmo, second through fifth grade, you're dismissed. You can go head on back. We wanted Josh's kids to be in here. We wanted the other kids to be in here as well for this, just because as the church changes and grows and adjusts, it's important that children see how that works and how, you know, the things are being led, and so they can grow and mature in that way as well. So I wanted them to hear that. I wanted them, Josh's kids, to hear him. And I've just, over the last few years, both of these men that we're presenting, I've just come to really respect. There are people out there that they want you to know how much they know. And then there are people that they never want you to know what they know, but then they just throw stuff out there and it completely rocks your world. They it's so evident that they have a close walk with Christ and they have so much wisdom to offer. And so we're looking forward to moving forward in this. The way that we're going to finish this out is if you're a regular attender, and I think ideally if you are, you know, we're going to say 16 and up, we would like for you to be able to vote in this. And we don't normally do votes at Journey. We are kind of different. I think a lot of us can echo the testimony that Josh said. We just don't always fit everywhere. And so we don't typically do stuff like that. But we think it's important that we allow people that are put in ministry and leadership positions to be able to lead. And a lot of times what happens in a church is people are given opportunities to lead, but they aren't really given the responsibility or the authority to lead. And it's a very frustrating place. And some of you know exactly what that's like. You're given a job at work, and then someone's always second-guessing you behind you, and you can't ever do what you've been told you're supposed to do, and it just gets frustrating. Well, the church is one of the worst places in the world for that. So we want to give you an opportunity to affirm or to not affirm these two individuals moving forward. Now, I do not believe these are the last that will be on this council. I believe this group is going to grow, but this initial group is going to get together, and we're going to really pray about where it grows and how it grows and how it works. This is new to all of us. And so if you are a regular attender and you would like to participate in that, and if you have children that are under 16 but you believe that they are a part of this and they have a maturity in order to you know, have an opinion about this, then you're welcome to do this as well. In the back table, there are some little paper ballots, and they're really well done. You'll see how well done they are once you get back there. But they have both names, and they have a yes and a no. Just check one, fold it up, throw it in the basket beside it, and then we'll let you know next week how that comes out. And if everybody says no, then I don't know what we'll do. Then, we'll come up with some other folks. But I really believe in these two, and I believe in the things that God is doing at Journey. And I just love being able to do life with people that really care about the mission of His church. And so we're going to do that at the end of the service. And so as you're filing out, if you want to do that, then we would appreciate that opportunity.